Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, yeah. It all began in Joliet, David. That's where the glory of Tom Thayer began, and certainly we saw it through the Cathedral of St. Raymond onto Joliet Catholic and Notre Dame and the Bears, and it still goes on through the broadcast. Tom, it is a joy to share your airwaves.
Hey, Tom. You know,
the Hilltoppers still in the high school playoff race, too, getting ready to play a really good Hillcrest 12-0 football team this weekend. Last week, they put up 55 points, and we only run the ball. So the run of game is still alive if you want to have success in state championships.
If you want to see running football, you have to go watch Joliet Catholic because it doesn't happen at Soldier Field anymore. Ooh.
Well, yeah, they certainly don't provide the oomph that the running game would hope to. You know, well, you know, Mitch only misses on seven passes. Sometimes you forget about the run game. But, you know, there's going to come a point in time during the season where the conditions are going to be such that, you know, you're going to have a 30-carry game by Jordan Howard. And, you know, one of my concerns that always present themselves is, when you do have Tariq Cohen running the ball, nobody has any fear of hitting them as hard as they possibly can. And when you saw that safety hit him yesterday on the one sweep he ran to the left, it just always makes me nervous when Tariq's getting the bulk of the carries, when hopefully it'll be Jordan or even Benny Cunningham for that matter.
Tom, the Bears jump out to a 26-0 lead. The passing game's clicking on all cylinders. Allen Robinson emerged as the number one wide receiver that he has been in the past and what they're paying him for. What was your biggest takeaway from yesterday's game in terms of why the Bears look like a legitimate playoff contender?
You know, first of all, I was impressed in how quickly they got Allen Robinson involved. Seventh play of the game, they throw him that inside slant when he's outside the slot receiver, and then he's able to have a big run after catch. And all of a sudden, immediately, that puts all the other DBs on high alert because, yeah, when are they going to introduce Allen Robinson? How long is it going to take to get his timing back with Mitchell Trubisky? Was a week of practice enough to get these guys on the same page? And I think they proved themselves right because the work that they were able to put in practice, it carried over to the game. And now when you got points of emphasis to stop Allen Robinson, it opens opportunities for every one of these guys. And so, going down the line here, it's going to be interesting to see how Mitchell Trubisky is able to distribute the ball, not only to keep everybody happy and excited about their role, but also take advantage of the mismatches that the coaches identify for them.
This segment with Tom Thayer brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And Tom, obviously, we talked last week about the field goal kicker not making that trek to Soldier Field, and apparently, oh boy, that happened again.
I heard that quite a few times this morning in my ride up to Hallis Hall.
Explain to me, I mean, that's unbelievable that a guy can do that. Have you ever seen anyone hit four uprights in one game? That's an astounding thing.
You know what would be great to do is put together a big pool of money and tell them, Cody, you go out there and kick 200 balls and you hit the right upright four times within those 200, you can have that pot of money. If you don't, you got to match it and give it to us. I honestly don't think that he could do it if he tried. But now when you go out there and you start kicking, okay, they kick off at noon, but he's out there kicking at 10 o'clock. And now you're trying to figure out the wind conditions, and then all of a sudden they change, and now you're out there trying to constantly figure out the environment rather than just concentrating on your swing. And I think maybe the best thing for him to do would go back and talk to a golfer that, you know, as he's hitting his driver, that he keeps hitting it drastically right or left, and how did you bring it back into focus? Because, you know, that's going to help him. And I heard you guys talk about him going to Soldier Field and kick on a regular basis. And I'm all for that because, you know, when Kevin Butler and Maury Buford used to do it, they didn't have a traveling snapper that they have now because the snapper was an actual player in Jay Hilgenberg and the other guys he's had. So these guys had the luxury of bringing the snapper with them to go down the Soldier Field and have those go down there and kick every day at noon, or if you want to go out there, you know, this week and kick in the evening, but they're not going to turn the lights on for you. But I do think that, you know, you got to kick in your environment to understand all the wins that you guys talked about this morning.
So, you know, Tom, it's sort of discouraging that the Bears play so well offensively and they get six sacks defensively, and here we are Monday morning, and it's legitimate, but there's a concern over the consistency of your kicker. What's the level, the proper level of concern to place on this? Because, okay, we're getting texters pointing out, you know, Mason Crosby had a terrible game and he hasn't missed since.
Missed five.
I get that, but is Cody Parkey Mason Crosby? Has he earned the benefit of the doubt where you say, okay, that was one game, Cody, we believe in you, you're going to come back, and we're not going to doubt you again?
You know, I do think they have belief in him. I do think they understand how hard he works, and all of those elements in there they are impressed with. And then you got to go to the business side of it. You gave him $19 million to sign a contract. You know, where would that take you if you had concerns about him? But I do think he's deserved the right to come out here next Sunday and be given the opportunity to, you know, successfully kick in Soldier Field. And then if the problem keeps presenting itself, whether it's Cody Parkey or any player position out there, you're going to go through a strict evaluation if you're not living up to the circumstances that we've hired you for, or you don't show significant signs of improvement one week to the next. And, you know, I don't think anybody is exempt from that, from James Daniels to Blau Nichols to, you know, Cody Parkey, the kicker.
It is just a quirk of the schedule that the Bears have yet to beat a team that currently has a winning record. Now,
right.
It's a quirk of the schedule. They will play the 3-6 Lions on Thanksgiving, the 1-7 Giants. Albeit these are both road games, and of course San Francisco's 2-7. So you figure there's three wins, although on the road. This Minnesota game really sets the table for viewing them in contrast to a winning program, and winning that game would really put them in a different place.
You know, it would give them some legitimacy around the evaluators, around the league, around the whole landscape of the NFL. I don't think it would change a lot with Matt Nagy because he's always about improving the next week. And so are you going to be thought of more highly if you go and you beat Minnesota at home? Yes, but you're not going to get any credibility until you go into an opponent's stadium and you win a division game. And there's a lot of emotion that goes into that Thanksgiving morning Detroit game. So to just assume that you're going to go in there and have the same, you know, offensive output, you know, it was like the first time since 1993 that they scored touchdowns in their first four drives of the game. Now you're going to go into an environment a couple weeks in Detroit, and it's going to be a really hostile, mean environment because I think that game ended with more chippiness than it did with friendly handshakes after the game, and that will have some carryover. But you can't even talk about it until you go toe-to-toe with Minnesota. You look at what Kirk Cousins and the quarterback has contributed to the efficiency of this offense. You look at what they have on defense, how they're going to get healthier after this bye week. So, you know, this is another uphill battle. Yeah, they were able to get over the Detroit hurdle at home, but when you're talking about which still consider the best team in the division, this is going to be the real test for you.
Built for Tough Bears Monday is brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Tom, the Vikings had a bye week. They're coming off a game against the Lions, a team we saw yesterday. They had 10 sacks. The variety of ways they come at you with a lot of different weapons, a lot of different looks. If you, just based on what you saw yesterday from the Bears offensive line and also the growth that Mitch Trubisky in recognizing defenses, how well equipped is this Bears team to combat that pass rush?
You know, if the two offensive tackles can have the game against Minnesota that they had yesterday against Detroit, I know there was a sack late in the game that they had a stunt that worked on behalf of Detroit, but Bobby Massey and Charles Leno had a lot of individual responsibilities that they were able to hold up so the three guys inside could work together, and that really helps an offensive line. Cody Whitehair is really well-schooled in his responsibility and in how he can help. Witzman came in and did a nice job, uses his length well. You know, he really showed up well for himself. But again, you're talking about a different monster when you're talking about the Mike Zimmer-led defense up there. The different angles they'll blitz you from, the different individual matchups they feel that they could possibly create an advantage. But, you know, you're gonna have to be equally balanced against the Minnesota team. If you come out here and you try to become one dimensional, you're gonna play right into their hands of pass rushers, and you're gonna see the stances of the defensive linemen change, and they're gonna be more aggressive. So, if you have a game where Jordan Howard could really take a lot of pressure off the offensive line and the pass protection, this could be the game. But now, you're gonna have to have this process where the running backs have a better understanding of how to fit in form with the offensive line and how to have faith in point of attack and have some patience at the point of attack. Because every game I watch, and I know we talked about it last week, there's probably four or five plays out there, run plays, that the running back tries to freelance to where they perceive the opening is going to be, and it's not. They have an extra tackler in the box or something. So it's just going to have to be the determination of the running back to, you know, have that patience to stay behind the offensive line and the point of attack call.
Great stuff, Tom, as always. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Tom.
See you guys.
That's Tom Thayer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.